"Will you tell me what you do to masturbate?" That was all he said. There it was, my opportunity to share some of my most private, intimate thoughts and feelings with someone else, for the express purpose of giving them pleasure. In the past, I've posted pictures of myself on the internet that made me wet, knowing that other people could see them. I loved knowing that men masturbated looking at pictures of my naked body. "What are you wearing?" he asked, pulling me back to the present moment. I confessed that I was wearing my pink lacy panties and a football jersey. "Take them off," he told me. After a moment of indecision, I could feel my arms rising to pull my shirt up over my head, letting it land with a gentle sound on the carpet of my bedroom floor. I knew I was going to do it. I was going to masturbate, and I was going to tell him every detail of what made me feel good. I stripped off my panties, the last piece of clothing left on my body, and climbed into my big bed, knowing I'd be telling him every little detail. I really started to focus on my body. I was already getting turned on, just thinking of what I was doing slowly. I lay back against my mound of pillows, leaving my body exposed and open. The window next to my bed was wide open, but I was too turned on to worry about anyone seeing me. I moaned loudly as my head fell back and I ran my fingertips along the line of my collarbone. Grabbing the baby oil that was sitting on my nightstand, I dripped a few warm drops on my breasts, feeling them slowly slide down the slope of my big tits. I gently glided my fingertips over my nipples, sliding them down my breasts to get them wet with baby oil before traveling back up and over my now hard nipples. Gently, I cupped my breasts, squeezing them, pushing them together. I could feel the baby oil running over my aching breasts, a few drops easing down my ribcage as I slid my thumbs over my hard, throbbing nipples. Then I pinched hard, tender points. Moaning, I pinched them harder, tugging on them, plucking them, just to the point that it started to hurt. It felt so good, like someone had pulled a string that ran all the way through my body, down to my moistening pussy. Following the trail of baby oil, I smoothed my hands down over my ribcage, then further over my quivering tummy. As I reached my hips, I opened my legs wide, feeling the cool air wash over my wet pussy. Running my fingertips up the inside of my soft, silky thighs, my hips arched as my fingers reached that sweet meeting point between my legs. I softly ran my right middle finger over the edges of my swollen pussy lips. So lightly at first, I could barely feel it. It almost tickled, but it set off sparks in me. My pussy was so wet. There were juices literally oozing out of it. I reached down, and using my thumb, I slowly dragged the ooze up, parting my soft pussy lips and brushing against my hard clit. Running it back down, I dipped the tip of my thumb into my cunt, then dragged it back up my pussy lips, spreading my witness. My whole pussy was so soft and slippery wet. While my right hand teased my clit and pussy lips, my left hand returned to my breast to play with and pinch my rock-hard nipples. Blindly, I reached for my vibrator lying on the bed next to me. Blue, 7 inches long and 1.5 inches wide, it was my favorite toy. Leisurely, I skimmed it against my pussy lips, then between them, getting it wet with my sweet juices. After dripping a bit of baby oil on the length of my toy, I pushed the head of it into my hungry, waiting cunt. Oh, it felt so good. But my pussy muscles were clenching so tightly, it was hard to ease it in. My left hand came down to play with my clit, while my right hand firmly pushed all 7 inches into my pulsing pussy. As my pussy eased and stretched, taking the whole thing in at once, I pulled it back out and then slammed it in again, hard and fast. Moaning, I repeated it again and again, slowly out and then fast, hard and deep on the way in. The sound it made was incredible. I picked up the pace. I was fucking myself so hard, my tits were bouncing with every thrust. My legs were spread wide as my right hand jammed the toy in and out of my hot pussy, and my left hand stroked, pulled, and plucked at my hard clit and swollen pussy lips. Soon my hips were arching up against my hands uncontrollably, my whole body shaking and heaving. My pussy was swallowing the whole 7 inches on every stroke while my body squirmed. I could hear my moans, but I was so lost in pleasure. It sounded like someone else was making those animal noises. Quickly, I felt the dark pleasure building in my body, tingling along my spine, in my hardened nipples, and low in my tummy. Juices dripped out of me, and I felt the orgasm rip through my body, my chest, and my hips. I cried out in pleasure. My hands never slowed for a second, pushing me to the limits, wringing out every drop of orgasm my body could muster. Slowly, I calmed down, my legs falling open wide, and the toy still in my pussy. As I came back to my senses, I realized there was a huge wet spot on my sheets. My whole room reeked like sex and baby oil. I felt better than ever. Suddenly, it occurred to me that I forgot to describe what I was doing to the man on the phone. But then I realized I didn't have to. I could hear him jerking off. He came right away with a big, loud, manly moan. "Thank you," he said. "That was great. Can I call you tomorrow?" If I get to have an orgasm like that, you can call me anytime you want.